Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's your boy Peter Cetera singing.
Gloria Love, baby.
And like before, my heart was taking it.
Big weekend for Tampa.
Baby, what a big surprise.
Gasparilla tomorrow. NHL All-Star weekend, all weekend long. When's the Fits in the Tantrums show? Is that tonight?
Yes.
Curtis Ixon Park?
I think around 8 they go on, maybe.
Good band. Seemed like they'd be a lot of fun. And tomorrow, the Skills Challenge. If you're looking to take an Uber, definitely do some research before you do so you can save yourself some time and agony knowing where they drop off and where they can pick up.
Where do I need to get dropped off?
You're not going to be able to get anywhere near where you need to be Gasparilla-wise.
You'd be walking.
I was just going to drive.
Parking's going to be an issue.
No, I got it. We got a guy.
Oh, you got a guy. Oh, we do have a guy. I don't know if our guy's going to be there this I'm going to try.
My guy's going to be there this weekend. Gasparilla.
But my guy's there on Sunday for the Lightning game because the All-Star game, I'm calling it a Lightning game because we got so many damn Lightning players in the All-Star game. Coach Cooper, Braden Point, Steven Stamkos, Kucherov, and Vasilevsky. Just off the top of my head, no big deal.
Me and my boy Drew up at the third level.
Woo! Raising the roof.
I have a feeling you might get upgraded before then.
I hope so. I mean, no big deal if we don't, but that'd be cool.
You're leaving after Kid Rock?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if that's cool with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm along for the ride.
Yeah. I just want to see Bob Ritchie. Because in an All-Star game, there's really no need to stick around for the end. Because I don't stay for the end of games that matter. And this game doesn't even matter.
Yeah, when you're walking out early and they go, what are you doing? You just go, I leave playoff games early.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, I left a Stanley Cup final game when the score was 2-1. Just so I could beat the traffic.
You leave early when you're the bold social captain.
No, that's not true. I fulfill my duties. I'm there until the bitter end of the second period. So I asked before the break if you'd take $109 million, but you had to lose your arms and legs. I don't think anybody would take that.
You could find a taker. I heard the rest of no way.
Yeah. Lisa Maria Carter was awarded by a jury $109 million in damages. She had a malpractice suit against USF. She's a military analyst. She went in for surgery to remove I think she meant ovarian cyst, but it says ovation cyst. Mm-hmm. But there's no, I mean, Gloria Gomez had a spell check error. There's no, she does great work for Fox 13. Sorry, Gloria. And the doctor botched the surgery, and they accidentally cut her bowl. Yeah, I think she meant bowel, but there's no either.
What is going on?
I don't know.
Tough stuff. Yeah,
it's a lot of cutting. 180 characters. So they cut her bowl of cereal, and I guess they perforated her bowel probably while they were.
Oh no!
Wait, what did the word use? It was the wrong word. Well, what did it say?
Bowl instead of bowel.
Bowl.
B O W L. But I think they meant bowel. I think I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be bowel.
Or balls. Or,
it could be, but it's a woman. So that right. That led to sepsis. And gangrene, and she lost her limbs because of that. So you get $109 million, but you got no arms or legs.
No deal.
I couldn't do it.
No deal.
Well, and that's not to mention, it's not like it was like you wake up and you've got no arms and legs. I'm sure this process has been absolutely terrible.
The worst.
Yeah.
Like you keep having to go in the doctor.
Yeah, well, now I never would sign up for this.
Yeah.
But after I've been screwed, I want my $109 million. Like,
yeah,
that's how
oh,
it ends
for sure.
up happening.
You're going to pay me.
Yeah.
But
it's going to take me more than that to get right.
I wonder how much it costs to outfit yourself with the highest end, prosthetics.
You're not going to be able to afford it, probably.
With the $109 million?
It's going to be crude.
Well, that you could.
Well, they've got those legs that are like, they're...
You're going to spend quite a bit of money to get something decent.
Yeah.
Man. I'm good.
I mean, you could probably get a nice... pair of like those arms that Oscar Pistorius had before he was in jail. He had to give them up to go in jail. But the little hopper things that he had on there,
things aren't cheap, man.
No, they're real expensive.
And you can't just get any one; they have to be made for you.
Oh yeah, yeah. They fit you and all that. But so anyway, I'm glad she got the money. I'm very sorry that happened to her, but she did deserve to get paid. Hi, Robert. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey guys, I was just wondering if you guys could give me some advice about a date I have today.
Okay. Oh, sure. How old are you, young man?
Player. I'm 18, almost 19.
18, almost 19. All right. 18. And where'd you meet the dude that you're taking out?
It's actually a girl.
Oh, good job, man. I mean, you know, I don't appreciate your homophobia.
It's never too late to try.
That's right. But where'd you meet this young lady?
We actually met through mutual friends at work.
That's a good way to meet. Mm-hmm. Good way to meet. Now, if it screws up, they're all going to hate you. And is this a blind date or is she is she able to see?
No, she can speak and I've seen her before. But
okay, all right, very good.
I appreciate the comedy, man.
Thank you. That's what we do. Yeah. We take your boring stories and make them funny. That's our mission statement, actually. Drew Grubb Alive. We take your boring stories and try to make them funny. Okay, so what are you looking to do with this young lady? First, let me tell you what not to do. Okay, don't go to a movie. The movie is what you want to do when you're in a relationship that has lasted a long time, and the last thing in the world you want to do is talk to each other, because you're pretty much frozen in silence for 2 hours. You can't talk. You can't lean over and go, hey, what'd you think about that? So what do you do for a living? Oh, I do that. You got to shut up. So save the movies for the people who have been in relationships a long time who don't want to talk to each other. Don't do a movie, okay? You didn't think about doing a movie, did you?
No.
Okay, very good, very good. Dinner's always nice, right, guys? I mean, a nice...
How well do you know this girl again?
This is our first date.
But you have been friends, though. You're familiar with one another.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, like how familiar? Do you know her favorite band?
Yes.
Okay, it's a good sign. What is her favorite band?
A band called NS.
What?
NS?
It's a D's Nuts joke.
NF, as in Frank.
Oh, NF is her favorite band.
NF.
Yeah. Oh, I see it right here. Hold on.
Alternative one.
NF stands for No Fun. Let You Down, their most popular song on the Spotify.
Oh.
Cancel the date.
This is her favorite band?
What about Pin Chasers? You like bowling?
Yeah, we do.
All right. That's
a great date.
Pin Chasers is a beautiful play. Three facilities for you, by the way. Pinchasers.net, the one near you. And it's fun. You're competing against each other, but not really hardcore competition. There are balls. You can't drink alcoholic beverages, but it's something that you can do at the age of 18.
Yeah, bowling is a great idea because then you can have fun with each other. You can talk to each other. You can touch her hand.
You check out her booty.
You'll see what that ass looks like when she's rolling a ball down the bowling alley.
Yeah, you can let her win.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean,
that's always a good idea to check out that ass.
Hey, be respectful, man.
It's creepy when you say it.
Yeah, we were joking around. When you said it, it's kind of...
Nah, you got to check it out, though.
Don't do that.
Robert, so you asked her out on a date with no idea where to take her.
No, wait. I was just... We were going to dinner and then to the mall.
Malls are fun.
That's what kids do.
A mall is not a date. A mall is where you take your boys or you take your son so he can buy a birthday present for his first girlfriend.
Or when you're out looking for trim, not when you already got some, you know?
That's right. You don't bring sand to the beach.
Well, he doesn't necessarily have it.
He's 18. What do you expect them to do?
Yeah, that's true. You can't do much. Yeah. But the malls, come on. The mall's where you go looking.
Look, they can't drink. They can't. I mean, come on. What are you going to do?
The mall's awesome.
You suck.
Netflix and chill.
No, not on the first date. Which mall? At least the International Plaza, right? Because it's a nice mall.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Don't go blowing the money on the valet. You can find a space.
Cheesecake Factory or nah?
Oh no. Fleming's. Oh no, too expensive.
He's 18.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, young man? You independently wealthy?
I actually have two jobs. I work as a waiter at Outback, and then I also work at McDonald's part time.
Man, look at you. You're a very, very industrious young man. Yeah. Look at you getting that paycheck.
Like a young Drew.
You're the server. Yeah, that was me. I was waiting those tables. Well, good. You making good money at the Outback?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Yeah, I'd say dinner. Don't spend too much on dinner, though, man, because, you know, you're working two jobs. You wanna...
What about this free Fits of the Tantrums concert going on tonight at Curtis Hickson?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you could go down to Curtis Hickson. There's a whole lot of people around. It won't cost you anything. I mean, it's going to cost you $80 to park your car, but, you know, you go in and you go and see Fits in the Tantrums as part of NHL All-Star Weekend.
All right.
He's not doing any of this.
LOD.
Oh, thanks. Hey, I'll tell you what, man. If it goes well, here's what I'm going to do for you. If it goes well, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to go check out your choice, Monster Energy Supercross at Raymond James Stadium on Saturday, February 24th, or Cirque du Soleil Volta under the Big Top at Tampa Greyhound Track.
Ooh, she's going to dig that.
So either one of those, if the date goes well, you can take her on a second date there. How about that?
Thanks, guys.
You're so welcome. Hold on one second. Sounds like a nice kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Something's not right with him.
No, he's great. He listens to the show.
Yeah, he's a little off.
He called us for advice. Yeah, I think
you're right. There.
Yeah, we didn't tell him to get a rubber or nothing.
No.
Oh, that is true.
I talked to my son about rubbers last night.
What'd you tell him?
Well, I made a joke because we were at the mall getting the girlfriend presents, of course.
Presents? You said that plural.
Plural. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Some T-shirts. She likes Twix bars, so we stopped by that candy store, the Candy Barrel. Got her some mini Twix bars. By the way, they have all three flavors of Charleston Chews there: the chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. If you're looking, that's where you can find it. And I don't think they're a fudgery, but they do have fudge. I don't know where they get their fudge from because there's no fudge factory. But no fudgery, if you will. But they did have fudge. Remember when the store, they always had a fudge store in the mall and they'd make the fudge there? And you'd buy, if you buy 2 pounds, it'll only be $20.
That's
old
school.
Try to con you into some fudge deal.
They pack it there, though?
Yeah, they're fudge packers. Is there a follow-up question?
No. Okay. Back to the condom. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So we go to the candy store, buy all that stuff. Then we're stopping by CVS on the way home because he could get extra credit for buying tissues for one of his teacher's class. The flu is out of control right now.
Oh.
And I said, all right, I'm going to run and get that. You need me to get you any condoms? And he goes, what? I said, that was a trick question. He's like, no, I don't need you to get me any of those. I said, good. You're damn right you don't.
I already got plenty.
I told him no sperms.
Because I don't use them.
Yeah. No sperms.
They're old like you, Dad.
Well, made him promise.
I wonder if she shut it down already.
What do you mean?
Hey, I wonder if he said, hey, I'd like to go get some condies. And she said, that is not happening.
No.
But if he had one, he knows, how to use it, right? I mean.
Or she's
done the banana thing, right?
Oh, no.
You show him.
I got to show him how to put it on?
Why not?
What, is he stupid? He gets straight A's.
No, well, you got it. Not in that.
Oh, yeah, because you can do it inside out, and then it's bad.
Dude, the first time I did it, I unrolled that sucker and tried to slide it on like a sock. And I had like a balloon. I had to twist like a, I don't know what I twisted on it. It had an air bubble, though, like a huge.
Oh, yeah. You put it on, and then you try to roll it down. You're like, oop, got it on inside out. And
nobody told me about how to wear one.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should.
And there was no Google.
No.
Well, maybe she handles that. She keeps them at the.
Okay, all right. That's enough. Matt, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. She's a nice girl. Very super nice
girl.
She
keeps right next to
her a lot. Very respectable, smart,
nightstand
young girl. It's got better things to do. Hello. Caller?
Hello?
Who are you?
Jackson Colby.
That's not who I screened.
What's going on here?
What can we do for you, Jackson?
It's children.
Here for the NHL All-Star Game contest with the Gohan.
What the?
Well, this guy's hates him.
He just called back on his own.
This kid's uncle hates him.
This guy's uncle wants us to rip this kid a new one.
Well, no, we said we didn't have tickets to give away.
Right.
He still put his nephew through.
For some reason, they think we're having a contest.
You can name all the horns.
We clearly told him we were not having a contest.
You told him that.
Yeah.
All he heard was contest.
Kid, we don't talk to kids. Go get your damn uncle. Go get your darn uncle. That was Detroit.
Who's that?
Cleveland. What's up, Ashton?
They have a team?
Nope. But if they did, we'd go. What? Thank
Ottawa.
You.
You know, I was actually really just calling in about the Cirque du Soleil tickets. I wanted to see if I could get a pair of those.
Good try.
I knew it was like a 50-50 shot that I probably could or couldn't. My wife is actually pregnant right now with our first child, a son. And she'll be due at the end
of
the
All right, shut up and take the tickets. I'll tell you what, I'll give you the tickets just so you can stop the sob story.
Man, but he had a good story, though. He's running with it.
Keep the story, take the tickets.
He's going to have a kid, so what? He needs tickets?
Hey, you managed to impregnate someone. Good job. You get a pair of tickets.
He doesn't have a wife.
Gennaro is over in Paso Grill, our good buddy Marcello, said, I take care of the young man. If you guys want to send theme to me, tell Micah, send me a DM if you guys do.
Uh-oh.
So if you want to take her out to the beach, I mean, that tell you what, sunset on the beach.
Yeah.
A nice Italian meal in your belly from Gennaro's.
That's the way to do it.
That, and he'll treat you. He'll treat you like a king. He'll be like, I heard you on the Drew's show.
She'll be impressed.
Oh man.
Yeah. Treat you like you own the place.
That's right. So you want to take her somewhere, and you guys can go shooting Marcello's guns afterwards.
Yeah.
Shoot some pelicans.
You take her down on the beach, you know.
Yeah.
Give her the old Sandy special.
The old Sandy special.
Yeah.
Just gotta watch out for crabs. Rich, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Sings the itch.
Hey, yeah, I was calling about that kid that's going on the date. The girl's favorite band or artist, he's actually going to be at the Ritz on Sunday.
Oh, that was quite timely. So, Amy, if we had tickets, we could give it away. Who, that NF guy?
Yeah. And if he does like her and wants to take her on the second date.
Well, I mean, Sunday night's a pretty quick date turnaround for a second date. You got to give it some time.
For an 18-year-old?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate that very much. Hopefully, they'll go down and enjoy that show, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
This kid's hijacked the show already.
This kid really did steal their show. What do you guys think is the most expensive liquid on the earth? The most expensive liquid.
Oh, geez. It's got to be some, unless it's some very sought after uranium type product.
It's some kind of wine, right?
No, sir.
Gold infused tequila.
No, it's not a liquor.
It's not a liquor?
I'll give you a hint. It costs $38,585. No, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. $38,585,000 per gallon. If you were to buy a gallon of this stuff,
Fiji water,
it costs you $38,585,507.46 per gallon, 3.7 liters. It's not a beverage.
Clamato.
It's not a beverage.
Oh, it's not a beverage.
Well, Clamato's not really a beverage.
Now, who drinks that?
No one. No one drinks Clamato. And if you do drink Clamato, don't call me to tell me you drink Clamato because you're lying. You don't drink Clamato.
Is it a bodily fluid?
Yes, but not human.
Okay.
Is it
aardvark saliva?
It's from something in the ocean.
No. Good guess. The second most expensive liquid costs $153,835 a gallon, and that's king cobra venom. This costs more money than king cobra venom. I'll give you a hint. We talked about it earlier in the
scorpion
show. Yes, that's absolutely
venom.
Correct. Scorpion venom. Scorpion venom has 5 million compounds that have been unstudied. I'll say that again. 5 million compounds that we haven't even studied.
From a little scorpion.
From a little tiny scorpion. Isn't that crazy?
Might be the cure to cancer in there.
That's what they're saying. They're discovering right now. That's why it's so damn expensive.
So they get this venom. You said 5 million.
5 million unstudied.
And
compounds.
Then they start breaking it down. Yep. And then, all right, open your mouth. You take a little bit of that. What does it do? You feel good?
It's called the cocktail of bioactive compounds. Scorpion venom.
What do they hope to find in this?
Cure for cancer. Cure for AIDS. Cure for something.
Huh?
Proof of life on Mars. Who knows?
So can the scorpions just donate that so we don't have to buy it?
I was about to say, why is it so expensive?
Great question. Proteins from its toxins showed antimicrobial activity, and they exhibit anti-malarial properties, so it'll help you fight malaria.
Think of how small a scorpion is. How much venom could it possibly have
like
in
a
it?
Little tiny drop.
Yeah, yeah. So you'd probably, I'm thinking, how many scorpions would it take to produce a gallon of that venom?
Man,
and
a bunch.
Good luck finding that many.
Right.
Yeah.
Millions.
We have them here. There are scorpions here in Florida.
But not the special kind, though, right?
No, not the venomous kind. No, those are all out in like the southwest United States, like with the Gila monsters.
Wow.
Carmen?
Yes?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. Do we have two people on the line?
I don't know. That's an elf voice.
Yes, I'm here. I'm calling about the NHL All-Star tickets for this weekend.
Elf voice lady, by the way, messages me every day during the show.
And her elf, she types like,
hey, Willie, you're doing your radio show and I'm bothering you anyway. It's me. No, it's me, Christina. No, it's Elf. How you doing?
Nuts.
So I'm sorry, you were looking for what?
I'm calling about the tickets for the NHL All-Star game this
weekend.
Cool.
No, we already have them. Thank you very much. It's very nice. Our good buddies over at the Lightning took care of us. John and I are going to go to the All-Star game on Sunday. We're sitting in the upper level. Did you have lower level ones for us? Because I'll take those from you.
I will take any tickets at any level.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. We've already got upper level tickets for ourselves. But if you're offering us lower level tickets, I would say, because I know you're not the kind of girl who would ever call up and ask a radio station for tickets. You're probably very generous, and you'd call up radio stations asking them if they need tickets and stuff. And that is very thoughtful. Not enough people do things like that.
I like that.
Yeah, they just assume we have
it's
tickets
a reverse
to give
prize.
Away.
They call us to give us a prize.
Right, like, hey guys, you sound good today. How about I give you some NHL All-Star tickets?
That would be awesome.
Are those for the skills challenge on Saturday, my dear, or is it for the game on Sunday that you're giving us?
Either one, if I had 100 level, I would trade and give you my 100 level and take your 300 level gladly.
Oh, that's so very sweet. I don't believe you. But
what do you have?
Very sweet of you.
I have a son who loves hockey and really wants to go to the game. Oh, he's a huge fan.
Oh, why didn't you buy tickets?
He tried to do the contest. He knows the horn sounds, but you guys can't.
Oh, my God!
These people are awesome.
No, it can't be that can't be
They're
real, right?
They're in on it.
It's a joke, right?
It's the Horn family.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Let's see. That was Chicago Blackhawks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Providence Blue Hens.
Yep.
I was doing the Solar Bears.
Oh, yeah. I was doing Florida Panthers.
I did the Flint, Michigan Generals.
Okay, you tell us what that one was, lady. We'll think about giving you some tickets to the movies or something. 727-579-1025. Oscar, do you drink Clamato?
Yes, I do, Drew. First time caller.
No, you don't. You're a friggin' liar.
Nobody drinks that crap.
You're a friggin' liar. There's no way you drink.
What?
I know you like your occasional beers. If you want to try this, you've heard of Michelada?
Listen, man, I don't want tomato juice in my beer.
No.
Well, I'm cool with that. I don't want
that?
Clam juice.
Oh, I thought it was tomato juice.
No, there's clam juice.
Clamato. Yeah, clam and tomato juice.
Oh, that's even worse. Yes. Clam? Why do I want clam juice
you
in my
don't.
Beer?
You don't. You don't know. So a chelada is like beer, tomato juice, and clam juice.
Michelada.
Yeah.
Why?
No clam juice, tomato juice.
You can just do like a Bloody Mary mix and beer.
I don't even do Bloody Marys.
No, thank you. Ugh, gross. That's disgusting. So you'll do all the nice glass of Clamato to cool down in the afternoon?
Well, not just by itself, but with the beer. You got to throw the beer in there.
Clamato.
By itself, it is kind of, you know.
Disgusting.
Maybe if we keep doing that, they'll think we're doing a giveaway. And like, oh, Mom, which one was that?
Oh, he knows them all.
That's great. Our show's being hijacked by the people with the...
I don't understand. I really don't. We're giving away an iPad to a special girl at 4:30 because, you know, she's fighting cancer, and we want to try to give her an iPad to take her mind off of things. And
that sounds good.
Now we've had somebody hijack the show over and over that is begging for tickets that we don't have.
Not just someone. Their entire damn family.
Yeah.
And instead of being a good uncle and saying, well, I try, but they don't have tickets to give away, this jackaninny is getting every member of his damn family to call up.
Grandma's next.
Just so you know, guy, yes, we appreciate the entertainment you're bringing to our show, but you're disappointing your nephew over and over and over again because we don't have the tickets to give you.
Well, it wasn't a smart move either to call up and then put the kid on the phone because we don't really talk to kids without parent permission.
Right. That's exploitative.
And we don't negotiate with terrorists.
No, it's exploitative, and we definitely don't. What's up, Mike?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Go ahead.
So, I just wanted to let you know that the Cubans have known about blue scorpion venom curing cancer for like 25, 30 years.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been around for a while, yeah.
Cool.
I'll gladly trade you some for some...
Get out of here. Is your name Mia?
No, it's Maya.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maya, what's up?
No, hi. I just want to call. I love your show, and I love Mike in the Morning. I always listen to you guys. I just got home from work.
Cool. So what's up?
I was calling about tickets.
What tickets?
The NHL.
You know, I don't know how many times I have to say we don't have these tickets to give away before people. Are you with the kid with the horns? Are you with Horn Kid?
The Horn Family.
No, I have no idea who that is.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Yeah.
What year were you born?
Damn kids.
1999.
That's true. It adds up. Oh, boy, this year. Oh, it's super easy this year. I can't do it this year. What year were you born? They got to say 2000 unless they're a freaking idiot.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
Oh, damn it. My game has been ruined for the next few years.
No, I beat you guys.
Yeah. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I would give you a pair if we had a pair right after I gave Horn Kid a pair. But we're very fortunate to be able to go ourselves. We don't have tickets to give away to the NHL All-Star Weekend. But if you like things being given away, like Seth said, in a half hour, we're going to have a very special moment where we give a little girl who's going through chemotherapy an iPad. So, you know, that's a lot better than, in my opinion, panhandling for tickets we don't have.
But do you know all the horns, though?
Do you?
No, I do not.
Like, which stadium is this one? Awooga!
That sounds like NHL.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. Boston Big fan.
That's just unbelievable. Let me state this for, we don't have.
Do I just give up my personal pair?
No, we don't have the tickets to give away. We do not. I wish we did.
I'll cancel date night.
No, we do not have them.
Ooh, date night. Yeah, it was gonna date night, but I'll cancel it.
Nope. You got a babysitter?
Don't do that.
Oh, my parents, yeah. Oh,
no. For the whole night? Be staying,
it's the best babysitter.
I think she's going to stay the night at my parents.
Oh, it's going down!
Who played?
Yeah.
Come on.
What's going down?
Oh, you know.
It!
Dude, guess
not
what?
The movie.
Guess what, fellas? It went down today!
Yeah!
Toronto!
Today?
Yes, sir.
Man, how do you even have energy to work if I jerk? I mean, if I take care of myself, I'm asleep.
It was a lot, but I had to keep it moving, you know?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Can't just bask in your glory. You have to. Chicago.
It's lightning. Wow, good for you. What time?
About 10?
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, you can get in
after oatmeal. Well, that's what's great about Phoebe working from home now is, you know, the availability for that has really increased.
Oh.
Yeah, you finish your oatmeal and you're like, oh, got to burn this off.
I mean, that's what happened. Well, I mean, she, you know, she was aggressive with me, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now I have friends. So
throw you down on the bed?
I have friends texting me saying, oh, I didn't know you had tickets. Can I get a pair?
Oh, my God.
It's great. All right, we got It's Okay, It's Not Okay next.
Cancel the show. Let's go.
Something that they're trying to legislate that you do before you get married, which is good in theory, but again, there's no way they can force you to do this, and we'll tell you what it is next on Drew Garabo Live. It is 2018, as that young lady said, and the New Year savings are here at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota. Up to $12,000 off on or 0% financing for 72 months on select models, and they have plenty of Chevrolet Buick GMC models there at the showroom. The Silverado, a beautiful, gigantic, sleek truck that'll make you feel like you're driving above the road, and that you, quite frankly, king of the road, much like the Roger Miller song. Or, let's see, you could drive the 2018 Cruze LS for just $139 a month, maybe the 2018 Trax LT, just $169 a month. Save big in 2018, only at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.